Nolte, majority of 56% believe Joe Biden trying to win by jailing Trump. By John Nolte on March 25, 2024. A clear majority of 56% believe Joe Biden is looking to win the 2024 election by jailing his opponent, Donald Trump, you know, like Putin does. The question asked by McLaughlin and Associates is as straightforward as it gets. First, it starts with the facts. President Trump has been indicted on a total of 91 counts by supporters of Joe Biden and his Justice Department. Then comes the question, if convicted of these charges, do you think that Joe Biden wants to stop President Trump from winning the election by putting him in jail? A whopping 56% said yes, while only 30% said no. Independents agreed by a margin of 50 to 33% that Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons. A plurality of moderates agreed, 48 to 32%. Other questions in this poll indicate that the country is souring more and more on this fascist lawfare crusade Biden and his supporters have launched against Trump. Since Donald Trump leads Joe Biden for president in many polls, one question asked, do you think these investigations and indictments by the Biden Justice Department are being done to stop Donald Trump from running for president again? Back in July of last year, a plurality of 49% said yes, while 40% said no. Today, that number has jumped to 52% for yes and 38% for no. There is similar movement in responses to this question. Do you agree or disagree that Joe Biden's Justice Department should stop targeting Donald Trump and interfering with the upcoming presidential election and Biden should let the voters decide who the next president should be? Back in July, 54% agreed that Biden should stop interfering in the election via lawfare, while 38% disagreed. Today, that difference has widened even further to 58 to 34%. Another question asked. Do you agree or disagree that there is a double standard and bias at Joe Biden's Department of Justice, the FBI and the IRS, where they continue to target Republicans like Donald Trump? But these same groups go easy and give sweetheart deals to Joe Biden and his family members when the evidence shows Joe Biden and his family have failed to pay their taxes, taken bribes and extorted money from our enemies such as the communist Chinese and Russia. Biden lost 56 to 41% on that one, which makes it fairly obvious that despite the corporate media's ongoing corruption and protecting Biden from his own scandals, voters see the double standard. Finally, how much of a role would you say Joe Biden has played in the indictments of former President Donald Trump? 58% say Biden played a major, 40%, or minor, 18%, role. Only 33% say he played no role at all. McLaughlin and Associates surveyed 1,000 likely voters between March 9 and 14 and also asked about the overall state of the 2024 presidential race. Currently, Trump leads by 6 points, 49 to 43%. Additionally, Biden's favorable/unfavorable rating is underwater by 13 points, 55% unfavorable to 42% favorable. His job approval rating is upside down by 14 points, with only 42% approving, while 56% disapprove. Two-thirds of the country, 66%, say the country is on the wrong track. When asked if the economy is getting better or worse, 63% said worse, while only 31% said better. The public sees through these politically driven indictments, and they appear to be backfiring in a pretty serious way. Would Trump be polling this well, better than he ever has before, were it not for these craven attempts to throw him in prison and seize his assets? I doubt it. Watch, Trump lawyer Lena Haba, Democrats are using corrupt methods to try to beat him. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.